we are grateful for this day that the Lord has granted unto us to come and meet this morning. I know this week has been a tough week. Sometimes I haven't been able to come and have this morning session. But I want to thank God for the strength that he has given me, that he has enabled me to be here with all of you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are connected, greetings to all of you in the name of our God. Welcome to RTD Church International Morning Devotion and Prayer, a time of refreshing, a time where we come to encounter our Lord in the morning and to give him home the praise that he deserves. Praise be to God. I believe that our God deserves all the praises, all the honor, and all the glory. It all belongs to him, because who can compare with him? The Lord of hosts, the King of kings, is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of glory, honor, and power, and fame. None can compare to our Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. From generation unto generation, we shall praise the name of the Lord, for him alone is worthy of all praises. He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy in the name of Jesus. So help me thank God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this wonderful time that you have given unto us, oh God, to come and meet and fellowship with one another. Lord, even as we open your word this morning, I pray that send forth your word, that it will accomplish the purpose in which you send it. For you send forth your word and you heal them from their infirmity. And Lord, we submit under the authority of your word that this morning, as we go through the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, Lord, I pray for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. I want us to run quickly to the book of Proverbs. I know much time is already gone, but I want us to go and get, even if it is something little, from the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, chapter 11. I will read from English Standard Version. English Standard Version. Be a witness to the word of God by also opening the Bible with me, so that you don't say that this was something just from Pastor Lenny, but this was a teaching from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless keeps his way straight, but the wicked falls by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the treacherous are taken captive by their lust. When the wicked dies, his hope will perish, and the expectation of wealth perishes too. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and the wicked walks into it instead. With his mouth, the godless man will destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there are shouts of gladness. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked it is overthrown. Whoever belittles his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding remains silent. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in abundance of counselors there is safety. Whoever puts up security for a stranger will surely suffer harm, but he who aids striking hands in pledge is secure. A gracious woman gets honor, and a gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but one who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. Whoever is steadfast in righteousness will live, but he who pursues evil will die. Those of crooked heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those of blameless ways are his delight. Be assured, an evil person will not go unpunished, but the offspring of the righteous will be delivered. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, the expectation of the wicked in wrath. One gives freely yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. The people curse him who holds back grain, but a blessing is on the head of him who sells it. Whoever diligently seeks good seeks favor, but evil comes to him who searches for it. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. Whoever troubles his own household will inherit the wind, and the fool will be a servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever captures souls is wise. If the righteous is repaid on earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are a lot of life lessons from this book of Proverbs. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Applicable lessons. You see, the Bible is not just a theoretical book. Hallelujah. The Bible has teachings. That the Bible has a culture. Praise be to God. That teaches us how to live this life, how to relate with people around us, how to relate with our neighbors. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. How we make choices in this life, the things that we do. Praise be to God. That's why the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It is the word that gives us direction. It is the word that gives us counsel. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. In this life, you need counsel in all areas. You need counsel what school to go. You need counsel what activities to do. You need counsel in everything. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You need counsel. Even in marriage, you need counsel. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That course you want to take, you need counsel to understand what you are entering in. It's the same way this life we live. We need counsel. Praise be to God. And when we don't have counsel, we will end up making choices that we later on regret because we were not well taught. We lacked knowledge. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. Not because the devil is there, not because there's a lot of unclean spirit, because of lack of knowledge. A lot of people's problem is because of what they don't know, which they should know. Praise be to God. The enemy is tormenting a lot of people. The enemy is taking advantage of a lot of people because of their ignorance of the word of God. That's why the enemy is fighting day and night for you not to open that Bible. He's fighting for you not to come to the Bible study. He's fighting because he knows that when you know the word of God, he won't take advantage of you anymore. Praise be to Jesus. And that's why we are here, to read aloud the word of God, because there is authority in the the word, that when you embrace this word, your life will never be the same. Your family will never be the same. Your ministry will flourish in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And this goes to business people. Praise be to God. Probably you are doing business where you have to measure things. Praise be to God. You have to measure things to pounds, to kilograms, hallelujah, to grams. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Do you know there are business where people measure? You measure the bread, you measure, hallelujah, but there are companies that cheat. They cheat. They lie to you that it is written there that it is 2 kg. But when you weigh the product, it is 1.5 kg. Praise be to Jesus. Because they are lying. They are lying to get more money. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We have to have a just weight in this life. Praise be to God. You can't lie yourself through. I have seen in the market, even when you go to buy maize. In Africa, there is a container they normally use to to take up the maize. Sometimes there is a way that they press the bottom of it, then it doesn't measure right the way it is supposed to measure. Praise be to God. When you are a child of God, don't behave like that. Don't take shortcut with business. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says a false balance is abomination. So if you are doing business with a false balance, repent today. Stop it. Hallelujah. The word of God has come. The Lord is saying it is abomination to lie. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I have seen some people that when they go to pour the grain, they make some fall down again so that all, not everything goes to the back. Praise be to God. Don't behave like that. Praise be to Jesus. The Lord is seeing you. So change your ways. Do your business right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. Where you see people want to become so proudful, hallelujah, there is a disgrace that is waiting. Hallelujah. We have seen even our beautiful nation right now, our beautiful nation, United States of America. We have seen what is going on around. Praise be to God. Our pride is bringing this nation to disgrace. You have seen those organizations that call themselves pride. You have seen them. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Don't enter into any euphoria that will lead you to hell. The way of pride is the way of disgrace. No wonder they use that name so much. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In that organization, they use that name, pride, 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 pride. Pride will lead you nowhere. The Bible says, he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. When you want grace before God, be willing to know you need him. You are in need. God doesn't need you. You are the one who need God. Praise be to God. Whatever you don't know, come to him. He will teach you. He will deliver you. He will free you. Praise be to God. Don't tell God that you know better than him. He created you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the clay cannot be greater than the potter, because the potter is the one that made the clay, the vessel. Praise be to Jesus. God made you. Praise be to God. And this is a message to those people outside there. Praise be to God. You don't need to change your organs. If you are a man, you are a man. If you are a woman, you are a woman. If you have issue with God, come, humble yourself. Don't allow pride. You see, when somebody reach to a place where pride overtake them, they stop listening. Hallelujah. And you know, when you stop listening, you can't be helped. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because pride will lie to you that you know and you don't know. You don't know because you are in bondage. Praise be to God. And what will take you out of that lust of the flesh? Praise be to God. What will take you out of that torment, that demonic torment where unclean spirit are taking advantage of you. Praise be to God. You think you are yourself, but your body has become the temple of unclean spirit, spirits of lust, spirits of lesbianism, spirit of homosexuality. All manner of demonic spirits are now in control of you. That is not you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That person that want to become a man and you are a woman, that is not you. That person that want to become a woman and they are man, that is not you. It is a spirit behind it. God created you with sanity. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The God we serve is not an author of confusion. It is that the enemy is taking advantage of you. Probably your foundation had issues, and the devil now is taking advantage of your pain, is taking advantage of your upbringing, is taking advantage because you are raised in a good and godly culture. Praise be to God. But that doesn't change the fact of the word of God, that he created them male and female. He created them male and female. There is no in between. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Lord wants you to be saved, because when pride comes, then comes disgrace. Then comes disgrace. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. People don't honor a nation that doesn't know their men and doesn't know their women. Praise be to God. This nation will go down. I'm telling you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God still stay the same today to forever more. Praise be to God. If Babylon went down, many big nations went down. Praise be to Jesus. Egypt went down. Israel went down. Many big nations, when they couldn't honor the living God. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. America have just been staying there by the grace of God. But the grace of God is running out. If this nation don't repent, if they don't reconcile their ways with God, they will suffer disgrace. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because pride goes before a fall. You know, when people reach to a place where they don't think that God is important, they don't think taking their children to church is important. They can take their children to the clubs, to movies, to clubs, and all manner of things. But they think that they don't need the church in their school. They don't need the church in the institution. Praise be to God. That is a nation that have rejected God. Praise be to Jesus. And it is dangerous for youths to grow without the knowledge of God, without the true knowledge of God, without the fear of God. I thank God for my upbringing, because I was taught about God. It was in the syllabus from primary level to learn the Bible. Praise be to God. So even while I was in primary school, I was taught CRE. I was taught religious study. I was taught the stories of Abraham in the Bible. I had a background of who God is. But it is a pity to this generation that are growing without the word. It is a pity for them. That's why many are losing control, because they don't have the word to back them up. Many don't know themselves because they don't have the word to back them up. It is the word that giveth life. It is the word that giveth salvation. It is the word that giveth foundation. It is the word that giveth direction in life. Praise be to Jesus. That's why this word has to return back to our institution, to our schools, to our universities. This word of God needs to return back to those very institutions, because we can't allow our generation to be lost in the name of Jesus. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys him. The integrity of the upright guide step. Integrity. Whatever you do, do it with integrity. Hallelujah. Integrity. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Don't take shortcuts in the name of Jesus. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Praise be to God. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath. There are people with money, but money cannot solve their problem. Praise be to Jesus. But righteousness, right living with God, can deliver you from death. So no matter levels of life you are, whether poor or rich, praise be to God, put your trust in God. Don't put your trust in your wealth. When wealth increases, don't put your eye on it. When wealth increases, don't put your eye on it. Put your eye on the Lord. Still find time to have fellowship with God. Find time to commit yourself in the church, in the local church. Praise be to God. Don't be too busy making money that you can't find time for God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The righteousness of the upright deliver them, but the treacherous taken captive by their lust. When the wicked dies, his hope will perish, and the expectation of wealth perishes too. Praise be to God. When the wicked dies, his hope will perish, and the expectation of wealth perishes too. Praise be to God. So in this life, don't just pursue money alone. Praise be to God. There are people that are working too hard to gain wealth. Wealth has become their God. But above making wealth, have a relationship with God. Have a relationship with the King. Have a relationship with Jesus. Praise be to God. Allow the Lord to use you. Allow the Lord to use it to touch other people's life. Allow the Lord to work in your life. Praise be to God. Life is not just about personal pursuit. Life is about serving others. Learn what it takes to serve others. Learn what it takes to share what you have earned with other people. To share what you have worked hard for. To pay your tithe. To pay your offering. To support the work of God. Don't live in a world where you think it is all about you. It is all about your children. It is all about your family. Life goes beyond that. Praise be to God. Because everything of this world that we pursue, they will all come to an end. Praise be to God. But the memory of the just will not be forgotten. The memory of the just. We read it, I believe, in the last script, in the last chapter. Praise be to God. The memory of the just will never be forgotten. Praise be to Jesus. So when you live right, praise be to God. When you live to be a blessing, praise be to God, people will remember you. Hallelujah. Even after you have gone to be with the Lord, people remember that so-and-so was a good woman, so-and-so was a good man. Hallelujah. There will be foundations that you will continue to grow, will continue to touch lives because you lived right. You lived for God, not just for yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And the word of God is teaching us today to live to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. To live to be a blessing to other people in the name of Jesus. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. By the blessing of the righteous, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. That's why us as children of God, we are meant to bring impact to places where we live in. We are meant to bring impact in our cities, in our nation, in our neighborhood. We have to speak the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. The blessings of God that will change the status quo. And the blessings of God come by the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that the Lord is changing this neighborhood. The Lord is changing the landscape of this city because the church is here. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this city, the name of the Lord will be praised. In this city, the name of the Lord will be exalted. In this city, our young men will surrender their life to Jesus. They will worship God in the beauty of His holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you, wherever you are, begin to praise God this morning. We will continue with Psalms, with Proverbs chapter 11. Next time we'll continue with part 2. But I want you to praise God this morning for the word that you have received in the mighty name of Jesus. Just worship Him, praise Him, adore Him, exalt the name of Jesus this morning. For He has been good unto us. The Lord has been good. Hallelujah. Praise and glory to our God. We praise You, we worship You. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we give You glory, we give You honor, we give You all the majesty. Thank You for Your word, thank You for the authority of Your word. And this day we surrender to the authority of Your word. Let Your word cleanse us, let Your word purge us from all iniquity, let Your word bring deliverance to Your people, salvation to Your people, healing to Your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the yoke of iniquity be broken, let the yoke of slavery be broken, let the yoke of addiction be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, let Your people be delivered by the authority in the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we receive victory in our homes, in our families. We receive victory in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let Thy people be blessed. Oh, paratese de mahandam. Let our business be blessed. Let our workplaces be blessed. Whatever we lay our hands to do, mighty Father, cause it to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. For we hope in Thee, O God. We put our trust in Thee, O God. You are our counselor. You are our life giver. And this morning, give us life and life in abundance. Safeguard us, O God, from every drops of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. This day we pray that let the ark of Your glory go ahead of Thy children in the mighty name of Jesus. Open a door where there is no door. Open a way in the name of Jesus. Let Your grace, Your presence, Your spirit go ahead of us this morning. Our Father who art in heaven, allow it be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is Thy kingdom, Thy glory, and Thy honor forever and ever. Hallelujah. You are blessed this morning. Go out in the power of His might and succeed in the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.